Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So, what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
Do you have good luggage?
Yeah, I do.
Like for the airport and travel?
Yeah. It's compact, but you can fit a lot of stuff in it.
What's the brand?
Rock something. Rock.
Not good brand.
Okay, I don't travel a lot.
I use a brand called Lucas.
Come on.
It was good.
It's nice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I am so loyal to my suitcase. I can't be more passionate about this company Away. New sponsor?
Away?
Away. Have you heard of Away?
I think they're on the sponsor list of options.
Oh, gosh. These guys. I got every size.
Okay.
My kids have Away. We've got probably 6 to 7 different sizes of Away suitcases. I am into this brand.
And they look good. They're cool.
Yeah, there's something about just going through the airport knowing I nailed it with my suitcase and I'm confident with my bag. You only get 2. Julia thinks that you get 4. I call Julia in the airport the bag lady. She does not like this. I'm always a reminder, you only get 2. Why do you have 4? There's 4 bags. You only get 2 in. She somehow sneaks past. She gets her little boarding pass there and she hides her other.
Yeah.
She's getting on with 4. It's cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She pulls it off.
But whoever, yeah, if she can do it, she
should
do
it. Oh, she's been stopped. It's been highly confrontational in this moment.
And then what's her, is it just, oh, I'm so sorry. How does she handle that?
It's a plethora of different responses at the end of the day. They win, she loses, checking 2, carrying on the other 2. I've seen it a few times. It's pure comedy. However, I was traveling the other day, and I was thinking, you got to be confident with your luggage. You got to just feel like, man, I like what I'm rolling today. I like the way this feels. I like the way. Now, does your travel suitcase, does it have 4 rollers, or you have to bend it like Beckham?
Definitely a 4 roller.
You're a 4 roller. Sure.
I can't think of it. I think it's 4.
It better be 4. If you're gonna say how great it is, it better be 4.
It has to.
I think it's 4.
When was the last time you saw somebody rolling the 2? It's a tough day. You ought to be able to just send it forward in front of you a little bit and not even have to worry about it.
That's true.
I have our little camera suitcase that we use, and it's just the 2. And Natalie always laughs at me and says I look like a high schooler with a rolly backpack.
But I like mine's a shell. So, you know, nothing's going to mess with it. I can jam so much in that little travel container. It's like a container. And it can just take a beating. I'm just telling you, I think every person, I'll never forget when I was in Bible college, I had this guy that was older. My freshman year, I was older. He's like a senior, still living in the dorms. Bro, what are you doing? And so a bunch of us younger guys, we go to Target, we make a Target run. And this guy was like, hey, listen, always buy the nicest toothbrushes and the nicest hygiene products. And his words, this is a terrible mentality, but it stuck with me. He's like, we're not ever going to have a lot of money, so we ought to have the nicest hygiene products. And I remember just being like, that's so funny. Like, he's like confessing this over his life.
Yeah,
he's not going to have money. Yeah, I don't agree or like that at all. He's like, we're not going to have nice money. We're not going to have a lot of money, but we're going to have nice hygiene. Okay. I don't know where he's at today and how he's doing financially.
I hope his teeth are doing well.
Yeah, but you're ensnared by the word of your mouth, buddy. I don't like that. Don't ever confess that over your life. But I think no matter how much money you have, you should be committed to great luggage.
Mm. Wow.
Somebody gave me this last week a new backpack.
Oh, wow.
And I have a collection of bags at my house. I love bags, backpacks, duffel bags, suitcases. There's something about going through TSA. boarding in group number 2, sitting on seat 8F, putting your bag up above in the bin, sitting down with your bag and just being like, I'm confident right now.
Truly.
Everybody's looking at everybody else's luggage, by the way. If you don't think people are going like, pink bag, green bag, slanted roller, this is bad.
Truly. Mm.
If you're going to be a leader, get the right luggage.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us for Leadership Lean In today. We just want to have a quick moment to talk about our sponsor, Overflow. Overflow is a giving platform that's going to revolutionize whether it's your church, your ministry, your nonprofit. It opens up so many more ways for people to give to your organization and for you to give as an organization. People can give through stock, through crypto, it takes the hassle out of so many different ways to give. It shortens the process for you, and they have amazing customer service. They've got transparency at every step. It is so simple, and we believe that it is going to change your organization. You can book a demo right now at overflow.co. So head to overflow.co right now. Book your demo today. Okay, we'll head into Leadership Lean In.
Oh, welcome everybody to another episode of Lean Back. Lean Back. Do the rock away. Leadership.
Let's go.
Lean in. I'm a leaner. That's what I want the next t-shirt to say.
I'm a leaner.
I'm a leaner, or is it I'm a leaner? I am a.
Ooh, I am. I think I'm a leaner.
Yeah, like
no,
I'm
I think
a
I'm a leaner.
So the space with the A and the space with the L. Either work. Either work. What if the hands up, it's somebody that's holding their hand up. I'm a leaner.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how we would do that. But
there's
I believe
not
it.
A ton of leaners out there, but we are a small nation.
There's enough of us.
Leaner
yeah,
nation.
We're not in the millions. We're in like the hundreds of thousands. Chad,
let's
go.
That's
a bit of an over-exaggeration. Just a slight. Hey, welcome everybody to a little podcast we call Leadership Leaning, where we are not promising perfection. However, as always, we are promising, gosh darn it, progress. Progress as promised. We're getting a little bit better. Getting a little bit better every single day out here in these streets. Trying to become a better leader. And so thank you to everybody who is a leader listening. Whether you lead in a school, you're an educator, you're a coach. Maybe you have a small business or a big business. Maybe you lead at a church. Whatever you lead, thank you for your leadership. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. So thank you for being an influence. Don't influence people into the wrong, terrible paths that lead to all kinds of confusion and negativity and cynicism. Please lead people down a path of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, all the things that we need in our life as leaders. So join with us today. The Gospel Ninja's out.
He's out.
But Rob Osborne.
Wow. I've always dreamed of this.
Just found out this is Rob's second time on the pod. Rob, welcome back. We're welcoming back the Robster.
Yes, it's a welcome. I think, I don't remember if I was with you or, I think it was Nate was with you last time.
Yeah, me and Nader.
Yeah.
We crushed. Like he says that. We did so good.
Our episode was explosive. Rob is my partner in pickleball. So
yes,
this is
right.
For us. This is like just another Tuesday at the Bushy's house. Just,
truly.
Just trying to return a fast serve.
I'm just, third wheeling the pickleball situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, my connect group right now, where we've turned it into a pickleball connect.
Wait, where?
Whoa.
Where do you meet? Beverly Hills?
No, we meet in like just Santa Monica.
Oh, Santa Monica has a lot of public courts, I hear.
Yeah.
And I heard they're good runs over there.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you gone back to the Beverly Hills courts that we used to play?
I have. I'm actually a member there now.
Is it still the little rollaway, or is it like a real court now?
No, it's the real court.
They're not fake ones anymore?
They're not. They have specific pickleball ones.
Because the reason why I didn't like going is because there's a little fakies. And all the little fakies, the net's too short for me.
What? It's nothing like El Segundo, though.
Oh, gosh.
I think there's nothing better than those courts.
Oh, gosh. All of COVID, the Robster, who was our commissioner at the time, we had three courts every Tuesday, and we played with about 12 to 16 guys sometimes, rotating through. Those were fantastic Diaz.
4 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday. 4
to 6 p.m. every Tuesday. I miss it. Now we can't even get a rezo there. Now, because we don't live in El Segundo, we can't get a reservation. But when we get back there, my dink game
yes.
is going to be off the charts. Huh. Okay, today we are talking about don't fall into the trap. And I think a lot of times as leaders, we're being seduced into lies.
Yeah.
You know, you take Eve, for example, and she is led down a path of lies. These lies are presented to her. I think part of being a leader is always rejecting the lies. A lie that you have to always reject is that people are against you or that you're not doing that good. There's lies that bombard our brain, bombard our identity. And I think some of the traps that we can fall into as leaders, the problem is that if you get into a trap and you fall into that, what happens is you can stay a lot longer than you should have. You know, and I'm okay if you fall, but that's okay. You just can't stay there.
Right.
You got to get out of that place and into a place of health, into a place of strength, into a place of momentum. And I think this is kind of always our goal is like, how do I get into a place? So if I don't want to fall into a trap, what do I want to be in? I want to be down the right path. A path of growth and momentum and health and strength and vision and vitality. So these traps are set there so that why? So that I could lose my way. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I'm not effective. I'm not useful. I'm not not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
Right.
But when I am doing the right things, then I become a candidate or become available for good things to happen. I always think two things. It happens in me, happens through me.
That's really good.
It has to happen in me before it can happen through me.
Right.
So everything about leadership is about first you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to lead yourself so you can lead others.
That's right.
All of leadership starts with me. So I want to just pay some attention, highlight a few traps not to fall into. Number one today is arrogance.
Yikes.
Oh, buddy. I've said it 1,000 times. Pride is the only disease that makes everybody else sick besides the person that has it. And just that arrogant, haughty, cocky, know-it-all. I don't fall into that believing your own press clippings. Don't even read your own press clippings.
Right.
Drinking your own Kool-Aid. That haughty spirit. Who struggles with arrogance? Winners.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's not a loser. A loser is like, I'm the worst. We can't seem to go in and I'm not doing that good. But it's like, there's a great proverb that says, a man is tested by the praises he receives. So the real test of your life is not just if you'll bounce back from failure. The real test of your life is how do you handle success?
Yeah.
Right.
When I see someone experiencing an exuberant amount of success, I have a compassion for them. I have an empathy. My heart goes out to them. Some people immediately hate because it's like that saying, the hate us because they ain't us.
Right.
You know, so some people immediately hate on success because they're jealous. And they so wish they could be successful. When people become successful, I feel very bad because now you got all these options and you got all these problems. You got all these issues that you didn't have to deal with before.
Right.
Yeah.
You got money you didn't have to deal with. You got fame you didn't have to deal with. You have opportunities you didn't have to deal with. You got a lot of things you got to handle now. So what happens is arrogance starts to creep in. Look at who I am. Look at what I built. Look at my impact. Look at my influence. Look at my office. Look at my title. Look at my following. Look at me. Is it all me?
Right.
Do not fall into the arrogant trap.
It's not even like an avalanche, it's like a slippery slope. It happens slowly.
Slowly, 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 slowly. I think what is the law of opposite of arrogance? Humility. So get out of the trap of arrogance, get into the path of humility, staying grounded. I think you need people in your life that keep you grounded.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Truly. Kids will do that.
Oh, yeah.
Marriage will keep you grounded.
Very true.
One of my favorite stories is a guy I used to listen to so much. It made such a big impact on my leadership, a guy named Wayne Cordero. He told this story years ago where he was speaking at the Global Leadership Summit. Bill Hybels led it for years. Now Craig Rochelle has it. At the time, he was saying there were 70,000 people that attended.
Wow.
So here he is. He gets up. He speaks to 70,000 people about leadership. he didn't say this, but I'm sure he shut it down. He is, to me, one of my favorite communicators to this day. He goes back home, and he says, while he's at home, his wife asks him to take out the trash. Mm-hmm. And he goes, something rose up in him that's like, do you know what I just did? Mm. Do you... you're asking me to take out the trash.
Wow.
I just moved 70,000. Like, are you crazy?
Wow.
That arrogance. Success will test you.
Yeah.
Don't fall into the trap of arrogance. Yeah. Stay grounded. I think you got to have a few things in your life that just keep you grounded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the things that keeps me grounded naturally, thank God, is my daughter, Georgia.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
You know, every night, every morning, I'm changing diapers. Fed her last night, gave her meds. This morning, you know, gave her meds, got her on the bus, got her ready, put on her shoes.
Right.
I put on her pants and her shirt this morning. Like, taking care of a special needs person will keep you really grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you need things. I'm using one example of my life. There are many things. But, like, you got to put practices in your life that keep you grounded. Otherwise, that trap, bah-bah, you're gone.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think I love something we talk about on here a lot is inviting people in to speak into our lives. I remember a conversation I had one time with someone, and they were kind of starting to toot their own horn, but it was kind of on brand for them. And they said these words, I'm not being arrogant, it's just true. And I was like, can you even say that, really?
Well, see, the old, you know, for me.
Exactly.
But that brings me to the second thing. You know, don't fall in the trap of all talk, no listen.
Mm.
When you're a talker more than you're a listener, the quality of great leadership is their ears are open.
Right.
And the moment you start leading with your ear closed, I don't want to care. I don't want to hear what they have to say. I don't care what they have to say. I don't want to hear what their advice is. I don't want to invite them into my life. You the more you lead, the more you feel a demand for counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Help me. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to do in this season. I don't know how to handle this situation. I don't know how to handle this budget. I don't know how to handle this problem. Let's call them. Let's talk to them. Let's FaceTime them. Let's text them. Let's, so let's play law of opposite. Instead, you have two ears and one mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so a poor leader, in my opinion, is always talking. A great leader, in my opinion, is always listening.
Yeah.
Love that.
I'm saying that as I talk a lot on a podcast.
Okay.
I
think it goes back to that whole thought, you know, they don't care what you have to say until they know how much you care.
That's right.
Right.
And so it's all about like, hey, if I am FaceTiming, I'm not here to give you advice.
Yeah.
I'm here to hear you out.
Yeah.
How you doing? Do you need help with anything?
Yeah. They say of one of my favorite leaders, a guy named Tommy Barnett, they say you would never be able to beat him.
Mm.
Like you would never be able to ask him more questions than he asked you.
That's so good.
Is he saying? He's not going to be talking so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm so repulsed. I've been to so many dinners with people that just keep talking.
Yeah.
And they just keep talking. And I'm just squeezing my wife's knee, like, get me out of here. Like, I physically can't do it. They're ball hogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're so impressed with their own thought and their own opinion. And I'm telling you, don't fall in that trap that you're an expert. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
I'm an expert on nothing.
Right, right.
I'm an expert on asking questions. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. Like, and I think that's why, you know, it's an old saying. We probably said it before, but if you're always the smartest person in every room, go find a new room.
Exactly.
Truly.
Go get around people. It's like, dude, they're 10 times smarter than me and 10 times more experienced and 10 times brighter. And I want to learn, you know, don't fall into that trap where it's like you love being the voice of experience.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You love to hear the sound of your own voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scary world to live in where it's like, I think this is where you start to become a big fish.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's like, you're such a big fish, but do you know how small your world is?
Yeah, right.
Right, right.
Right.
Because the only people that can tolerate you are people that are like, we'll listen to you, sure, because like we actually have to.
Mm.
We don't have an option.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, how are you doing?
Mm.
What are you learning? What's going on? what are you seeing? I just think that's so attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall in that trap. You're just a talker.
Yeah.
Know it all. I've been this, man, I'm telling you, I just think of some people right now. It's just like, who told you to talk that much? Who didn't tell you after, who wasn't kind enough when you were a younger leader to pull you aside and be like, hey, man, next time we go to dinner, don't ever flip and do that again.
Yeah. Right.
Truly.
Sorry, that was fun. That's as close as I get to cussing right there.
I love it.
But you know, just don't ever do that again, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't fall in that trap. Third, zero accountability. Just like,
that's so good.
I don't want to be held accountable. So the trap is a life of secrets. The trap is nobody knows where you are and what you're doing,
right,
and your whereabouts and your affairs and your business. And so it's just a decision. It's just, it's a slippery slope of living a life of secrets.
Mm-hmm.
You are only as accountable as you want to be.
Mm. Right.
By the way, let's talk about honesty. People are only as honest as they have to be.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's why you put them on a lie detector test. We're going to see a whole another level of honesty.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because up to this point, they were only honest to the point that they have to. Mm-hmm. And now that they're on a lie detector, I'll never forget, you know, somebody coming to me and they were having to go through a lie detector and they're like, I'm doing a lie detector and in I got to be honest about more. Why? Because they have to now.
Yeah, they have to.
Before it was an option. Now it's not an option.
Mm-hmm.
So my value in this, so the trap is secrets, no accountability. I don't want anybody over my shoulder. I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. I think let's go opposite here. I find so much safety being under authority.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
I'm so thankful to submit my life.
Right.
Mm.
I've got so many different people I'm submitted to that I can be an open book with. That I can go like, hey, I just want, you know, we're about to spend this amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to go to this event.
Right.
This is a great thing for me is like, you know, for the last, I've been married 15 years, so 14 years, Julia has ran all my travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of my travel. So I have never been anywhere that she hasn't already approved.
Yeah.
And already said yes to. So I'm not on any plane or any place that she hasn't already agreed to.
Yeah.
So I think there's accountability there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cliche saying, but it's like, I kind of like the way it feels. You got to live your life with the doors open and the lights on.
Yeah.
I love that. And I think that also people can get into that whole trap. I know it's something we've talked about a few times before is that this weird mentorship thing where people think I've got one mentor, I've got one person to keep me accountable in all areas of my life. They know everything. Everyone else doesn't have to know anything. When different people can hold us accountable in different ways, you know.
Yeah.
You have your staff to hold you accountable in one area, your spouse in another area, but there's no area where there aren't people looking in and keeping you accountable.
Which, and also, like, to be honest, like, it's more for you than it is for other people.
That's right.
Oh, a lot of times we're like, man, I want to be accountable so that everyone else sees that I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, it's more about setting me free so that I'm not living in this mindset. Yeah. Oh, I have all these secrets.
Yeah.
And now every time I'm around people, I'm like, hope they don't know what I was doing last week.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, what do we all want? What do we all desire? A clean conscience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Clarity of conscience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was speaking this last weekend. Shout out to Grace City in Florida. Pastors Andrew and Christina Gard and all the crew there that I love so much. Chase Wagner, Bobby Walker, Holly Joe, Julie Moronchuk, the whole squad that I love. How about my guy Big Easy, Kevin Knight? So many people I love there. And every service, Pastor Andrew was introducing me, and he kept saying this line, I can say with all clarity of conscience.
Mm.
And he was introducing me saying, you know, he was being very kind. You know, Chad loves people. And he was saying, I can say with all clarity of conscience. And he was, you know, being really kind. But I just like those words together, clarity of conscience. When I'm accountable, it's like, I just know.
Yeah.
Like, I got a clean conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And so accountability, by the way, let me just reframe it for a lot of people so we can be effective leaders. Accountability is not people checking in on you. Accountability is you telling on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
yeah.
following up. You just letting people know.
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't sign up to babysit anybody.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a babysitter.
Yeah.
And if I have to babysit you, guess what? You are not. You are not a leader.
That's
You're
right.
a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're a leader, you lead up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I just like that. Don't fall in that trap of no accountability. No, stay in the value of honesty, transparency, vulnerability. And again, I think there has to be discretion here of levels of and course. Who and all that, yeah. but it's just living from the life value.
Yeah.
If the value is there, how it plays out will be with wisdom.
Right.
Last one, and I love this one, is don't fall into the trap of believing that the rules don't apply to you.
Mm.
Wow.
That's such a good one.
Wow.
Bar.
Say it louder for the person in the back.
Say it louder for the person in the back. This is crazy to me. Hold on. Jesus is so good. I love Jesus. Best leader ever lived. He's like, hold on. Please, let me just get this straight. You guys tell everybody what to do, but you don't do it yourself?
Mm.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just check. Hold on. Hold on. He's like, this is so funny. So let me get it straight. You give the rules, but they don't apply to you because you're a leader?
Jeez.
Hmm. Come on, man.
Right.
So we value these things. Do them, but I don't have to live that way.
Mm. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Attitude reflect leadership.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I think being a great leader, it's about setting the bar, being the example, being followable.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall in the trap. The rules don't apply to me. Well, that's for them. Wait, hold on. Anything you're asking people to do that you're not willing to do, stop asking.
Mm. Yeah.
This is God. God is so good. He's like, be holy because I'm holy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the model of holiness looks like? Oh, you. So that I can try and live to that standard.
Yeah.
Everything about leadership is setting the bar, setting the standard, giving people an example, giving people a mark, giving someone, oh, I see what excellence looks like. I see what greatness looks like. I see what generosity looks like. I see what integrity looks like. Be an example.
Right. Because they can't, the people who follow you can't rise past the level of your leadership.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Or else you're following them. Yeah.
So hold on. Wait a second. You're telling me all these values and rules and principles they have to do, but you don't have to? You're a liar.
Yeah.
You're a liar, liar, pants on fire. This to me is poor leadership. So let's play law of opposite. The law of opposite is the rules apply to me first.
Yeah, mm. I love that. Mm.
I set the example. I listen, I don't just serve Kool-Aid, man. I drink Kool-Aid.
Right.
Amen.
I'm not just selling the drug, homie. I'm puff, puff, get. Sorry, that's a Friday reference for all of the 90s kids out there. But I'm a user.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this will allow us to get away from living these, come on, watch what happens, is a double standard.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, man. You want to talk about creating a frustrating world. That's where it's like, yeah, I'm following someone that's arrogant, talks but doesn't listen, has zero accountability, and believes the role doesn't apply to it. Okay, well, call me in a couple of years because the clock is ticking. I'd rather do opposite. Humility, listen more than I talk, great accountability, and the rules apply to me first. Leadership leader, we love you.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts for up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.